greetings to you once again in Jesus' name, and thank you for taking time again to take a look into the Word of God, the very substance that we need to survive spiritually. I'd like you to really consider that. I don't believe that a man would do well without the Word of God. The Scriptures tell us that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. This is the Bible, the Scriptures. Man survives on these things, and it's sometimes difficult to understand that and to really get a grasp of that, but it is so very true. We need the Word of God. So thank you for taking time to meditate and dwell in the Word of God. We were going over some things about sacrifices and the sacrifices that God had instituted for his people were very important. But I want to read you a passage in the Psalms where we see the heart of David, King David, and he is understanding something about God that is so very important. Now, the setting here is David had he had committed adultery and he had murdered one of his most faithful servants, and he was guilty of blood. And so David was grieving over this, and his heart was broken. And I just want to read to you a little bit out of Psalm 51. And this is the cry of David's heart. He said, verse 1, "Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions." David didn't want to live with this heavy burden anymore. It was weighing on him very heavily. "Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions and my sin is ever before me." He was really feeling the weight of sin. And I know that if you have lived a few years on this earth, you definitely can relate to this and acknowledge there is a weight to sin. It's heavy, it is burdensome, and we got to get rid of it. And I want you to look here with me how David dealt with this because it was crushing him. I'm going to go to verse 14 now. "Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness." He's asking God to deliver him from blood guiltiness. Verse 15, "O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise." You see what happens when God does a work in a man's heart? He is going to have a song in our hearts that comes through our mouth. It's going to be praise for our God and our Creator, our Savior. Verse 16, "For thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it. Thou delightest not in burnt offerings." Offering. Now, it's a little perplexing when you read this, because here's David, and he's a man that is in the Old Testament, and Jesus Christ had not yet come and paid the ultimate sacrifice price for sin. And so here's David saying that he was seeing right into the heart of God here. He says, "Thou desirest not sacrifice, else would I give it." Now, how can he say that? I've been kind of perplexed by that over the years. Here's David saying, you don't take pleasure. It's not desiring for you to have the sacrifice. That's easy. I'll go do that if that's what it was only. "Thou delightest not in burnt offering." And, you know, now if we stop right there, it'd be very confusing. But we go on to verse 17. "The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise." You see, the sacrifice was put in place for man. It was an act of obedience. It was an act to contemplate and think about the sin that was committed and that something needed to be done. It started preparing the heart to deal with sin. I'm going to skip down to verse 19. Well, I better read 18. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then shalt thou be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offering and the whole burnt offering. Then shall they offer bullocks upon thine altar. So you see, the offerings and the sacrifices were instituted by God, but God wanted that to prick our hearts and to get, or actually the people in the Old Testament, to get them to think about, you need some help here. You need something to deal with your sin. And that sacrifice would bring them to a place of contemplation and thinking about what they had done and how they needed to obey God to correct this. But it wasn't enough to stop there. God wanted to get to the heart of the matter. He wanted to get to where the heart would be able to sing praise to God because there's forgiveness and because there's a way to deal with sin. And for us today, we have sinned just like the people did in the Old Testament. We need to come to God, be able to confess our sin, and let Him do a work in our hearts so that we too can sing praise to Him and give Him all that's due Him, and to let Him complete that work in our hearts that we might be free from the burden of sin and be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. God's after that. The sacrifice was instituted there, and it was good. But He wanted to go beyond that, just the covering of sin. And if you read in the book of Hebrews, you can find out that the sin was never cleansed and purchased and taken care of completely through the sacrifices. It said it could never be done. It was put in place there, I believe, to start working on the heart of man and see, I need help. I need a way to take care of sin in my life. And now, praise God for the New Testament where we can call upon God and let Him do a work, a powerful work in our hearts through Jesus Christ, who has dealt with sin once and for all. And we go to Him for cleansing. And, you know, we talked about hypocrites, and Jesus had a lot to say about hypocrites. They say one thing, do another. The hypocrites also would, they would wash the outside of the cup, Jesus said, but the inside was filthy. It's no different for Christians today. We have to be very careful not to just give the appearance, but let God have the heart so that the inside can be cleansed as well, so that we don't go around as hypocrites, condemning others and judging others while in our hearts is the same exact sin. God wants us to deal with it. And praise God, He's given us a way to do that. And so I just want to encourage you today, if there's sin that's got you bound up, there's a way you can be released and free from that. You don't have to carry that heavy burden because you can go to Him for cleansing. You can ask to God to purge and to cleanse your heart by the blood of Jesus, which will set us free. And may God bless you as you consider these things and as you pour your heart out to God and let Him do the powerful work that He alone can do. God bless you.